Educators are always looking for new ways to create learning. I mean, that is, after all, an educator's job. And so, through professional development, through personal research, we're always looking for new tools, techniques, new takes on pedagogy, new ways to measure the impact of our teaching. And along with that comes new ways to think about our teaching, ways to set goals. And all of this can be a little overwhelming. In addition to the normal expectations of your work, there's so many other things being added. So when it comes to figuring out your goals, your objectives, and meeting those, when it comes to individual students or an entire class, a day, a lesson, or a unit, that planning can be difficult, and measuring the impact can be difficult. Of course, as a member of the EdTech Club, you're always looking for new ways to create learning, and you're always looking for ways to figure out your impact. Well, the good news is, in this meeting of the EdTech Club, our guest speakers are going to talk about just that. You see, this week's meeting of the EdTech Club is the first of two parts. We'll be talking to Darcy Backgard and Michelle Blanchett about their backgrounds in both business and education, how they're applying entrepreneurial thinking to how teachers do their jobs. Now, if that sounds a little out there, a little esoteric, let me bring it back down to earth. You see, together, Darcy and Michelle have put together something called the Educator's Canvas. And this is actually based on building a business plan. It's essentially a worksheet or a template, something you can work through to set your goals and make sure you're meeting them. It sounds simple, but it's expansive and useful and good for getting your mind around the problems that you face as an educator. That's what this two-part episode is all about, problem solving for educators. Darcy and Michelle have developed a tool that they think is going to help you identify and solve problems. And in addition to that, we're also going to talk about identifying problems, talking about different ways we can work through problems and the kind of mindset that helps you, well, solve problems. But that's all coming up in this two-part episode, and it all starts right now. Hey everyone, welcome back and thanks for joining us for another meeting of the EdTech Club, the podcast from TCEA. I'm Andrew Rausch. And of course, here at TCEA, we're always looking for resources to share with you. And this week, we came across the Educator's Canvas from Darcy Backgard and Michelle Blanchett. So that's this week's topic, problem solving. And our two guest speakers are going to tell us how to do it.
I'm Darcy Backgard. I was a high school English and theater teacher for 10 years, and then was just really frustrated and tired of professional development and professional learning experiences that felt totally disconnected from anything that I was doing as a teacher, from the needs of my students, and found an opportunity, was able to transition into being a professional development and tech integration coach, which allowed me to start to create the kind of professional learning and workshops that I always craved as a teacher. And it was through that process of getting to start that work that I actually met Michelle.
Hi, so yeah, I'm Michelle. I'm a former social studies teacher. I've taught in the U.S. and Switzerland. I have done a bit of work in the social startup space. So actually, as Darcy had mentioned, I too was a teacher that was kind of sick of professional learning as it was and just wanted an opportunity to use that time to, you know, solve problems or collaborate with my colleagues. And anyways, I was able to take some of what I had learned from the startup scene and kind of apply it into professional learning. And it was through my work, I actually started a company called the Educators Lab, and I began working with organizations to revamp PD. And it was through that work I met Darcy, who was working with Prairie Public at the time.
And so what happened when this collaboration came together? Tell us about the product or the tool that you ended up working on together.
So as part of my process of wanting professional learning experiences that really hit what teachers actually needed and wanted, I wanted to create something that allowed teachers to get professional learning credit, continuing education credit, for solving problems that actually were happening in their classroom. So instead of going to a training, because even the best trainings that I experienced, things like the ISTE conference, right, got me super jazzed and excited about all of these amazing things. But the reality was I then came back to my life and came back to my classroom. So there was hardly ever any time to actually sift through these ideas and these tools and create a plan of action. How is this going to help me teach students better? How is it going to help improve student learning? So I wanted to create a workshop where teachers got credit for identifying a challenge and then working through that, like having structured time throughout the workshop, a day-long workshop, where they brainstormed and they came up with ideas and they got feedback from other teachers and they bounced ideas off of each other. And Michelle was part of the very first workshop that we led through that. And she was, we were able to utilize an earlier tool that she had created called a teacher hack. And she and I just kept talking after that one workshop. You know, I'm up here in the frigid north of North Dakota, and she's way down in Virginia, and we just kept bouncing ideas. And she said, hey, I have this idea for a problem-solving canvas based off of the business model canvas. And I'll let Michelle kind of continue the story from there.
Yeah, so it's interesting how it evolved. So I was actually starting to run teacher hacks. So I was running hackathons. And, you know, if for people who aren't familiar with what a hackathon is, it's just when you really get a group of people together to solve a problem, and you just, usually it's about a weekend long, and you are in the room together, working together, and you come out with a finished product. So I had started something called a teacher hack, and I was getting hired by different organizations to kind of help run teacher hacks and design professional learning where teachers got to, you know, work on some of their own ideas and problem solve. And Darcy and I just had such a similar vision on, you know, what professional learning could be and how we could take this a step further. And we started chatting because what we noticed is, and I've also run design thinking kind of workshops, what we noticed is it's always kind of the same where you spend so much time brainstorming and collaborating, but the implementation part is where things really tend to fall through. And so, we really wanted to create a kind of tool where teachers could do something with those ideas. And we made sure that we didn't leave with, you know, that excitement and energy and then no follow through for teachers to actually try out these ideas and see if they could work. And that's where we came up with the Educator Canvas. So, yeah, like Darcy said, that's inspired by the business model canvas. I was really introduced to social entrepreneurship in my master's program in Madrid. I worked a lot with, I was just kind of in the scene there. And then I moved to Switzerland and I was in Geneva and Zurich. And with some of the organizations I worked with, I was really watching this social entrepreneurship, social startup scene really come alive in these cities. And what was so interesting is the backbone of all of this seemed to be this business model canvas. And what was so crazy about it was, you know, this one page tool gave enough structure and asked enough guiding questions for people to come together regardless of their background. So they needed zero business background and see if an idea had value, you know, if it was worth implementing. And we were like, wouldn't that be cool to have something similar where instead of, schools needing to hire these consultants, teachers had enough of a tool that asked them the guiding questions they needed to see if, you know, they could solve some of the problems that were happening in their classrooms and in their schools. So that's what we aim to do.
And when we think of this canvas, it's sort of like a template or a workflow, basically, kind of a worksheet where if you answer the questions, you'll have the structure as you work through it, correct?
Correct. Because that was one of the main things that was missing from even the best PD and workshops and conferences was the follow-through piece. So you get all this inspiration and then there's no time and there's no structure to help you actually implement the ideas. So this document, it looks just like a workshop, a worksheet. It's a very simple one-page document. But you're right. If you go through the steps, the goal is that when you're done, as Michelle said, you can see if your proposed solution is going to work. And the nice thing about it is instead of, you know, developing an entire unit or developing like trying and actually doing this whole thing first, you can flesh out the idea, sketch out the idea, and then flesh it out further. But you can sketch it out and start to get a sense, am I on the right track? Is this going to solve the problem that I'm hoping it's going to solve? And then also, as Michelle was saying, it's a simple way to get feedback on those ideas. And unfortunately, in education, that's one space I don't think we really have a lot of time or a lot of built-in systems for feedback on my teaching. Perhaps if you have a team of teachers and you're collaborating on individual lessons. But this is a simple way to sketch out your idea, show it to a few other people, and get that feedback. You don't have to show it to other people, but it allows you, instead of talking through and trying to explain it, which is frequently hard for me to always articulate what I'm thinking of trying to do for another teacher, this puts it all out there, and then someone can give you that feedback on that idea.
Yeah, and it seems like you're hitting on a very common challenge, especially for educators, but for any field like education where professional development is expected of your career, to maintain your licensure or to be professional in that required sense. But you could go to a conference like our TCEA convention. You can learn all these amazing tools and tricks and ideas for integrating smart pedagogy. But also you've been away from work for a few days. And when you get back, you've got a lot to deal with already. And instead of having a new thing that replaces something, you've got everything and you've got this new tool and you're trying to figure out how to integrate it.
Exactly.
I think one thing that's nice too with it is there's really no right way to do this. So it really enables you to personalize an idea. So another thing we've noticed in, you know, working with different organizations, you come out, you know, a lot of these organizations have an agenda. Like, we want you to use this tech tool. We want you to incorporate this into your pedagogy, et cetera. And really, teachers need to be able to personalize and differentiate these ideas so that it works for them and for their students. And that's part of why, you know, the way we divided this Canvas up is we wanted to make sure that teachers had that opportunity to see, like, okay, what could this idea look like for me? You know, like, how can I make this idea work? And we tried to tap into some of the key pieces kind of the innovation process that we would say kind of trip teachers up, or at least we've seen trip teachers up when they're in a workshop where, you know, first of all, like, what does success look like? Like, usually we have this great idea, but we don't kind of define, like, if we meet our goal, what does that look like? And it doesn't need to be anything, you know, complicated per se, but, you know, you need to have an ideal in mind to see if you're on the right track. And other things that we looked in is, you know, teachers are bombarded with resources. So we tried to keep a space in there, you know, for inspiration and for user feedback, because we don't need to reinvent the wheel, right? Like, there's so many great ideas out there, and you taking something and personalizing it so it fits, you know, the needs of you and your student, that's what makes it unique.
So for our listeners, of course, we'll share what you've developed, the Educator Canvas. But maybe you could talk us through what the sheet, what the form looks like. So I've gone out and I've done some PD and I've come back with a great tool I want to use. And I'm thinking about how I want to integrate it into my existing lessons or units. I'll go to this Canvas. What does it look like? Guide us through that process.
One of my favorite pieces about it is it asks you, instead of starting with the tool, that solution, that great tech tool that you want to integrate, it asks you to start by identifying a problem in your classroom or in your school community that you want to work on. And when I have helped teachers as a tech integration coach, when we have started with that, it really changes how you choose to integrate that new tool. So rather than just seeing Pear Deck or Flipgrid or IORAD, whatever the tool is, instead of just going, ooh, I'm going to use that, we first ask you to back up one step. So what is happening in your classroom, in your school community that could be improved upon? And starting there, if the problem is, you know, students just start getting bored partway through class, well, that is going to shift how and why and when you choose to use some of those tools. If the problem is right now, a lot of schools are in hybrid and distance learning models. If one of the problems is parents don't know how to support their learners at home, maybe one of these cool tech tools could really help you support the parents and could solve a problem. And so it just shifts the focus a little bit. And I have found it creates a much richer and deeper implementation strategy. So when you start with that problem, what am I aiming to fix? It also gives you a built-in check. Has what I tried done what I thought it was going to do? So by utilizing this tech tool, am I actually improving the situation or do I need to redesign? So it's that design thinking, it's that action research model of education. So that's where that's one of the things that I find so exciting is you actually start with that problem. And a lot of people will have, like you suggested, a solution already in mind. And that's great. As Michelle said, this can be used for small things like, ooh, I really want to figure out how to use X tech tool in my classroom. Or it can be used, the whole problem could be, how am I going to support students in a distance learning situation? And so it's a much bigger problem that this can help you break down. And then we have it divided into columns first, where we ask you to think about what impact are you hoping to have? What insights can you look to help you solve that problem? What are the logistics that you need to consider? And then what is the execution strategy? How are you going to actually implement this new tool, this solution?
Okay, that is it for part one of this discussion, but make sure you stay tuned next week to hear the second part. We're going to dive in a little bit deeper, talk about ideas, ways you can use it, and even more. So that's coming up next week, and if you don't want to miss it next week, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're a fan, you want to spread the word, one thing that really helps, besides subscribing, is leaving us a positive rating and review. And of course, if you have ideas for the podcast, you can send it to podcast@tcea.org. That's a great way to get some extra credit for being a part of the EdTech Club. But it's not all extra credit. Sometimes you got to do a little homework. And so I've included related readings, links to Darcy and Michelle's work, as well as the Educator Canvas that you can check out. That is in the show notes, the description for this episode. Now, I know you members of the EdTech Club are big on learning. And by the way, if you're big on gaining new ideas, new tools, new resources, and I know you are because you're an EdTech Club member, don't forget that you can register now for the 2021 TCEA Convention and Exposition. We're coming up with lots of new ideas to look at education from every angle and provide as many useful, proven resources as possible. Plus, you'll get to share ideas, connect with your peers, do all the things that you expect from TCEA. But the details are even more interesting than my blathering. So go check it out at convention.tcea.org. Other than that, you can keep up with other TCEA events, of which there are many, at tcea.org/events. And you can save yourself a little trouble. Just go ahead and follow TCEA on your favorite social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, even Pinterest. There you'll be able to keep up with all the tools, ideas, and events that we're sharing to help you solve problems. So keep an eye out for that, and keep an eye out for part two of this discussion with Darcy and Michelle. That's coming up in next week's meeting of the EdTech Club. But until then, I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for being part of the club. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.org.